I'm your host, David Jennings, and in this session, we're going to be chatting with Xuxiong Mei from BigMarker. Now, BigMarker, it's a very cool webinar hosting and automation platform. It kind of helps to fill that gap where GoToWebinar and Zoom just seem to miss the mark because it allows for much more deep customization, deep analytics, automated webinars. It's got all the things that you would expect from a standard webinar platform, from live webinar hosting through to meeting rooms. So it's got all those, but yeah, it just, like I said, fills the gap. As far as Xuxiong's concerned, just before he got started with BigMarker, he used to work with or work for Accenture Technology Labs, where he'd spot new technologies and things like that as they were starting to emerge and then look to see how it could be applied through to their clients. But then in 2010, he had to become a carer for his mum. She was fighting cancer at the time, and he left Accenture. And then during that time, then started moonlighting and started up BigMarker. They've just gone from strength to strength, had huge growth, very much by just focusing in on their clients and what it is that they wanted to see from the platform, and innovating based on the feedback that they were getting. And they've just, yeah, as I said, had huge growth. So I've very much been looking forward to this call, and it's with great pleasure that I get to welcome Xuxiong to the summit.
Yeah, thank you so much, John, for having me, Dave.
Now, I know we're going to cover a lot of things in this particular session. Particularly, I want to go through your system that you follow for having a successful webinar. So just as a way to get started, I always like to talk about what the problems that this particular system aims to solve for business owners, so what having a good webinar system can do for them, and then we can actually go through that step by step.
Yeah, sounds good. So I can give a quick overview of, like, you know, what's the, like, a main components of a successful webinar. So in our point of view, like, you know, webinars, it's not just like, you know, a live session, right? I think one of the things that people always think about when they think of webinar is, like, you know, the live session when the webinar is actually going. But webinars, hosting a successful webinar, is actually a series of events has to happen. It's like a life cycle, right? So yeah. For us, you know, we break it down into a few components. The first point is to make sure people know about your webinar. Right, so this is the marketing component where you collect registrations. So you can do that through ads, through social media, through your mailing list, through many channels. You get people to, you know, aware of your webinar. You get them to sign up, and once they sign up, you know, the next step is to make sure they actually show up to your webinar. Because if they register and then they forget about it, they don't show up, and then you know, there's no use for it. So you know, that's a big thing that we focus on. To make sure people show up on your webinar. And then with that, at the same time, you know, there's components where, like, you know, you can integrate with your CRM tools to make sure during this process you can keep on nurturing your leads. You can send them other information, or you can qualify your leads based on, you know, where they are, or any of the attributes that you collect, or that, you know, the responses you're getting when they're registering. And then after that, you know, that's really, you know, then the live event, right? The live webinar is actually, you host a live webinar where you deliver the content. You can use many kind of the tools. You know, many of the presentations that we do at, you know, live webinar with screen sharing, with slides. We can also do videos, and also during these times, you can make the webinar very interactive with polls. And, you know, ask Q&A questions to make sure your audience is engaged, to make sure they focus on what you're talking about and stay until the end, where you can give your offer, your call to action, to make sure you achieve your goal. And of course, and that's during a webinar, right? And then after webinar, you also want to follow up, because there's not everybody that one attended your webinar, and two, not everybody got the whole content. So you want to do follow up to people that registered but never attended it. So you will send, you know, follow up with those people. And then for people that did attend, you can evaluate what they did, and based on what they did inside of the webinar, like, you know, what kind of chat they sent, what kind of questions they answered, to further qualify those leads and maybe follow up to, you know, really warm prospects.
Perfect. That's a really good overview. So I'd love to go through each one of those and break it down and, yeah, get some of your insights for each. So, yeah, if we think about step number one? Yeah, can you walk us through that? And I might have some questions as we go.
Oh, yeah, sure. So step one is really the registration components, right? And then that component is really, a few things you need. You need to set up a very nice and clear landing page for people to get your message out. So you need a very concise webinar title, a title that entices people to click on your invitation links, or read the webinar landing page. Matches their interest. So that's very important. For us, for Big Market, we do offer a wide range of webinar landing page templates. But a lot of people also, with landing page, you can use a lot of tools. You can use WordPress to build your landing pages, or you can use any of this, landing page builders out there to create a landing page that's best suits your need. And then once the landing page is built, that's the part where you gotta get people to know about it. So that's when you can use social media. Like people do Facebook ads or LinkedIn ads. The other ones you can do is emails, email marketing to your existing list, to getting them aware of your webinars.
Yeah. With the registration, have you seen the type of data that you'd want to collect? Is it email and name is probably the best to go to get the best response? Is it a case of more data reduces the conversion rate of those landing pages? Do you have any suggestions around that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that people typically think that the more fields you add, the less likely they will sign up. From our data, I think it really depends on your list. So if your list is a very engaged list of subscribers, that they expect to get emails from you and they really like your content, the number of fields actually does not reduce conversion that much. On the other hand, if the audience that you're trying to reach is not as doesn't know you very well, particularly when you do Facebook ads, where they're learning about you for the very first time, then in those kind of situations, the number of fields does reduce conversion.
Yeah, and then timing-wise, how far out? And obviously, it'll depend on the topic and size of audience and those sorts of things. But generally speaking, or if you even can generalize, how far out should you start promoting a webinar prior to actually running it?
The sweet spot that we've seen that works really well is 2 to 3 weeks before you launch a webinar and then actually hosting it. You can do it, obviously you can change it, but that's a good time frame because they give you enough time for you to raise awareness, to get enough people registered for it, to send them reminders. But at the same time, if it's if you make it too far out, they will actually forget. So you have to send them more and more reminder emails, and then more reminder emails you send them, they might get annoyed, they might unsubscribe. So the sweet spot that we've seen so far is 2 to 3 weeks, and then you send them a reminder a day before, and then for us, we'll also send a reminder 30 minutes before the webinar starts.
Yeah, and I know Big Market sends out reminders. What are your thoughts on once registration happens, getting people to add it to their calendar? Is that something as well? Because I know calendars send out reminders. You can have the platform Big Market send out reminders. Yeah, are there any thoughts on how to, I suppose, make sure or increase the likelihood that they're going to show up?
Email reminder is definitely, I would say, it's one of the most effective way. Calendar invites, and so all our emails that goes out, reminder emails, registration confirmation emails, all has the calendar, add to calendar. So that's very critical to make sure people add to the calendar of the events. And then in addition, if you do also, once you get the registration information, you can plug it into your own CRM tools, and you want to send additional emails to them, comes additional content, that's also very good, right? So you can nurture the lead prior to the webinar starts, and you can put a lot of content into those emails as well.
Yeah. With the reminder emails, is there any, and again, it'll depend on how far out you are, but if we say that 2 to sort of 3 week time frame, the reminders that you'd sent out, as you mentioned, there'd be some sort of confirmation. So that would be just straight after you opt in. What are some of the other ones that you like to send? Like, is it the day before? Is it the hour before? Is it both?
Yeah, so by default, for us, when people host webinars on BigMarketer, we let them send a reminder 1 day before, and then also 30 minutes before the webinar starts. So those reminders are strictly just to remind people, the webinar is happening. But if you want to add other content for it, like, thank you for registering, and then they have additional content, like, download my ebook or additional things, you can definitely do that. So then you can add more frequent. Those need extra setup. So by default, right now, we're only sending a day or 30 minutes, but you can definitely send more.
Yes. Yeah. Let's say you're looking to get people to show up to the webinar, and you mentioned some different channels. Do you have any guides around, and it's probably how long is a piece of string? It might be very hard to say because it's going to depend on the audience and things like that. But have you seen any particularly effective methods for marketing webinars, let's say through to a cold audience? Like, are you seeing people use, Facebook ads, LinkedIn, a variety of different methods to drive to a webinar registration? And I don't know, again, it'll probably be hard to say because it will vary, but what people pay, let's say, to get someone to attend to a cold audience to attend to a webinar.
Right. So I think so. That's a good point. There's like two distinguishing factors you mentioned. I think that's very important. One is that the paid type of webinars where you're actually selling tickets to a webinar versus a free type of webinar where you are basically giving them free information in exchange. You get them contact information, get them to know your firm, with the potential to engage them in the future. Okay, so those two have very different approaches. For the free ones, the ones that we see that works really well is if you come to our webinar, the topics usually it's more of like a broader topic that covers more of like introduction kind of topics that will get people interested into certain things. Like introduction to photography, or get into how to do search engine optimization, some getting started tactics. Those are good for like free webinars. Those are just some examples. The ones that works with those type of webinars, I think the ones that works really well, what we see works really well, is like if the landing page has a very clear title, and also deliver a sense of like very clear objective. Like, so when people attend, they'll know, okay, so like, ones like, 10 ways to improve your website conversions, right? So if you're doing a webinar on that and the audience knows, okay, by attending this webinar, I know exactly what I'm going to get, then you have a very high chance of succeeding. To get them to register and to attend your webinar. So that's for free ones. And then for paid webinars, those topics that we see are usually much more in depth, very, very deeper, more advanced topics that's already noticeable for the user or for the people that's registering for the webinar. And we really want to get to the next level. And those ones, I would say, those are harder to engage because, people have to have to think about it because you're asking them to pay for it. And you do have to work a little bit more to make sure your landing pages, your messaging are more clear to conceive that, to deliver the value that they will get.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then when we move through to running of the webinar, is there anything that someone would do to best prepare? Like, obviously, having good lighting, like we've got here, good audio, then obviously making sure that you have a stable internet, and my internet's not been the best this morning. But yeah, are there any suggestions on how to ensure that the webinar goes smoothly?
Yeah, so for the live component, one of the most important things we suggest is really to prepare and do a dry run of the environment. One is like, to know how to, where everything is, where all the, whichever webinar tool you're using, where the buttons are to turn cameras, and just make sure the content switching between, like if you're switching between cameras or switching to screen sharing back to cameras, those, you know how to switch those and make it very, very seamless. So that's one. And then the other one is really practice the content of what you want to deliver. So say if you're going to deliver a 1 hour webinar, a good format could be like, 45 minutes of content with 15 minutes of Q&A. And within those time frames, you really want to be able to do a practice, make sure your content fits that time frame. And then with the questions that you're answering, leave enough time for questioning. And during your presentation, it would also be good to practice to where you can add in some actual engagement tactics, like, offering polls, ask them questions, get them to engage, get them to put stuff into the chat, and then, or give them special offers to get them engaged. Those things, to practice and make sure when you're actually doing a real webinar, those things are very, second nature to you, versus keep on talking and then something you run out of time.
Yes. As we transition to that idea of running the webinar, I thought you might have some insights because you'll probably have some analytics across the board. Are there some sort of standard rates of show up rates? That's always been a thing that's quite interesting as far as number of people that register a webinar versus show up. And it obviously vary heavily depending on how engaged the audience is and things like that. But it's always good to have some benchmarks. So when people see, a percentage and not everybody show up, I mean, it'd be great to get everybody, but it's usually not the case. Do you have any insights there?
Yeah. That's a really a good question. So again, so with the two type of webinars, right? So if you're doing a free webinar where people just register and they're not paying for it, the registration versus the show up rate is will be lower versus you're paying for it. We've seen for webinar, if you pay for the tickets to buy a webinar, and the show up rate is usually like 80-90%. Almost everybody shows up if you pay for the webinar. And then for free webinars, and then that really depends on your audiences and how often you do it and how engaged they are, that they know you previously. And then that percentage that we see usually is 30-50% of people that shows up. But one thing I would say, I got a lot of people registered. Not everybody comes, but the beauty of hosting a webinar is, because the session is recorded, you can always send them a recording. And then with Bitmarker, you can actually do a fully simulated live and, schedule another session, actually just replay the entire session as it's live, and then to re-deliver that experience to people that missed it. You do it multiple times, then you can get more and more people engaged to learn what the content of your webinar is.
With that, so that feels like the next piece after you run the live webinar and you think about the structure and you do some of the rehearsing and potentially, again, depending on what the content is, finishing with some form of call to action, telling people what it is that you want them to do next as a result of watching the webinar. But then you mentioned, obviously, if the show up rate is anywhere between, let's say, 30-50% for a free webinar, so we're talking potentially 70-50% not showing up. A lot of people I know, they register with the purpose of catching the replay. So what does the sequence look like after? Is it something emailing attendees straight away who did show up and say, you know, well done, congratulations, emailing those who didn't show up and saying, hey, you missed it, here's the recording. Do you have any sort of best practices around that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for a replay, for that one, we definitely recommend emailing as soon as possible. You finish your webinar, the process recording, and then take a look if you're recording, it's even better just like pre-prepare the messages, and then as soon as it's ready and send it out, the sooner, the faster, the better.
Do you have any other sort of final tips, I suppose, about running this structure? I feel like we've talked about getting that landing page right and making sure that the message connects. We've talked about the actual running of the webinar, and then after the running of the webinar, then how to maximize that work. Do you have any other tips around this process?
So I think one is to really get comfortable presenting, and with the flow. And the ones that we see are very successful is like, they got into a good habit of hosting webinars, and they would choose really good topics to get the flow going. And one thing about webinars that some people think was, it's like you got to do a lot of work to prepare to do things. They're like, well, is it like, it's a lot of work to some people. However, the return on webinars is actually really, really high because, like, if you think about it, people that come to your webinar is going to give you, full attention and listen to you talk for like almost an hour, or in many cases, more than an hour. That is a great time to present your knowledge and your business, what you're offering. So it's a really a worthwhile preparation, and then when you deliver it well, the chances of converting prospects to customers is extremely high.
Webinars are a fantastic, a great, very leveraged way to get the message out, and then the repurposing of the content, that idea of doing it once but then including that in the ongoing marketing, I think it's a very powerful tool. So just in closing, I know we'll point people through to the Big Marker website. Are there any final things that you wanted to point out or suggestions or next step is, go check out the Big Marker website?
Oh, yeah, we definitely welcome people to come check out our website, bigmarker.com. We definitely believe that we are the best webinar platform for marketing. We have the, for both the entire life cycle of the webinar, as we talk from registering to hosting a live webinar, delivering the replay, it's all in one place. It's built in a very intuitive format. And then we have a very strong belief in extremely strong engineering. So everything we do on there is fully optimized. So we do a lot of bandwidth optimization to make sure the webinar delivers really well for all the audiences. And I believe we have the best compatibility as a browser-based platform. So anybody with any kind of device, any kind of computer can enter and experience the webinar.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I'll pop all the links so people can check it out. A big thank you, Shushong, for walking us through that process. And if anybody have any questions, they can just head over to bigmarker.com.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.